Welcome. This is John Giffard from the Zenworks product management team. As many of you may be aware, we've recently released Zenworks Configuration Management Support Pack 2. This is so full of goodness that it wouldn't look out of place on the shelves of a health food store. There are numerous things in here which we're really excited about, but here's some of my personal favourites. Let's start from the beginning. When you first log into Zenworks and bring up the Zenworks Control Center homepage, you'll notice that you have two new items in there. The first being an asset management summary table. This allows you to quickly drill into unreconciled, excluded, and reconciled items. The next item we've introduced is the news alerts tables. This isn't something that we're going to be spamming you with. Instead, it's a feed direct from us at Novell that allows you to be up to date with what's new and exciting for Zenworks configuration management. My next item is something which takes me back to the late 1990s when I was deploying Windows for workgroups. This, of course, is Symantec Ghost. I'm probably betraying my age by mentioning Windows for workgroups, but I'll take that chance. There are many of you with vast collections of ghost images, and we've recognized that, and that's why we've introduced this new feature. You can now go ahead and still deploy those images using Ghost, and then over time, move those on to the Zenworks imaging engine. My next item is patch management. Now there's two things in patch management which I really like in Support Pack 2. The first one being the patch management dashboard. This allows you to have a graphical view of the state of your managed devices when it comes to vulnerabilities and remediation. From the dashboard, you can see patch compliance over time, mandatory baseline compliance, patch compliance by device, and the time since the last agent refresh. The other item we've done for patch management is enable you to filter by manufacturer. So when you're looking for any vulnerabilities and updates from, say, Microsoft, you can now quickly select Microsoft information only and find those particular updates very quickly. My next item is all to do with reporting. As you all know, Zenworks collects a lot of data from what's been going on in your managed device's state. Zenworks Reporting Services enables you to use that data in the course of your normal business activities. For Support Pack 2, we've updated the reporting services and now brought all the information together in one place, enabling you to report across asset information, patch information, and Zenworks configuration management activities. My next and final item, out of my list of personal favourites, is now the ability to run satellite services on Linux. What this brings is the ability to manage all your Windows devices using all your Zenworks configuration management servers running on the Linux platform. You may ask, why would you want to do this? And the simple answer is cost. By running all your Zenworks configuration management services on the Linux platform, you can avoid paying any Microsoft client access licenses. This significantly reduces the cost of running Zenworks configuration management. Well, that's it for me. That's my list of some of my favorite things in Zenworks Configuration Management Support Pack 2. Thank you for taking the time to listen.